This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The tax system is getting more and more complex, and most Americans have given up, instead opting to use professional tax preparers. But that complexity means more than just spending some extra money at H&R Block. It also means invasions of privacy and some troubling trends on the horizon. So says Cato's Director of Tax Policy Studies, Chris Edwards.
The tax code keeps getting more complex every year. The latest data shows that Americans spend 8 billion hours a year filling out tax forms and learning tax rules. That's the equivalent to having a tax army of 4 million people working full-time every year filling out tax forms. It's a huge waste of time and effort. The cost of filling out all these forms is about $200 billion a year. The IRS National Taxpayer Advocate that's supposed to stick up for the taxpayer finds that there are 500 different changes in the tax code every year affecting individuals and businesses. There are 70,000 pages of tax laws and regulations, and that's up from 40,000 pages just 12 years ago. So this has got completely out of control. Members of Congress keep throwing in new loopholes and provisions into the tax code. President Obama has made the tax code complex already. It's completely out of control.
Aside from complexity itself, and there's a lot of words in the tax code and the actual, just the deadweight loss of actually filling out the forms, what are some of the other costs of complexity?
Well, there's a great deal of inefficiency created by all this paperwork and the complex rules. It makes it very hard for Americans to make important financial decisions, for example. With all the rules on savings, the different types of 401ks and IRAs, it makes it very difficult for people to plan for their retirement, for example. For businesses, all these complicated rules make it difficult for them to plan for expansion, to plan for investment. We could have a much simpler tax code, and it would make the economy more efficient by allowing people to plan better for the future. Another problem with tax complexity is it invites an invasion of privacy by the government. When the government puts items in the tax law, such as mortgage interest deductions, educational incentives, and all these other new incentives and loopholes are putting in the tax code, it means that the IRS has to go digging through personal and business records to find all the data to support these deductions and credits. So if you put education loopholes into the tax code, it means that people have to provide all the details about their college tuition to the government. When you put the mortgage interest in the tax code, it means that people have to provide the government with information about their housing. It goes on and on.
Every politician probably has a pet tax or tax loophole or exemption for some pet industry that they've got. And if they all have that, it seems that the cost of any individual congressman's pet carve-out in the tax code is simply putting up with everyone else's carve-out in the tax code. The calculus doesn't seem to change. So given that, what should we see in the future?
Members of Congress speak out of both sides of their mouth on tax code complexity. Many of them say there are four major tax reforms, they're for a flat tax. Many Republicans claim they're for ripping out the income tax code and putting in a national sales tax. I wish I could believe them, but those same congressmen often turn around and promote new loopholes to add to the tax code every year for their favored special interests. Well, where's all this headed? I see a lot of disturbing trends ahead for the federal tax code. For one, President Obama is promising substantial tax increases, not only for wealthier people, but his new cap-and-trade energy plan would be a gigantic $600 billion tax increase over the next decade. President Obama has already greatly increased taxes on smokers by increasing the tax on cigarette packs. So that's a very disturbing trend. Another disturbing trend, there's simply no interest in tax simplification now on Capitol Hill. A decade ago, there was a lot of interest in major reform. That seems to have disappeared now. The code gets more complex every year, and no one seems to care anymore. Another disturbing trend is that 43% of U.S. households now don't pay any federal income tax. Those are the people at the bottom end who've been taken off the tax rolls by earned income tax credits, child tax credits, and that sort of thing. The problem is that means that there's 43% of Americans who think that the cost of government is free. They think that government services are free, and so they will demand bigger government. A real concern looking ahead is that the explosive federal spending we've seen in recent years under President Bush and now under President Obama, and the gigantic federal deficits of over $1 trillion, mean that federal politicians are going to be looking for more revenue down the road. And there's a lot of talk by policy wonks in Washington who are sort of centrist and on the left of the political spectrum about adding a value-added tax here in the United States. Now, this is like this would be a national sales tax, in a sense, on top of the current federal income tax. Every other industrial country has a VAT on top of their income tax. And I fear that if we have these never-ending deficits, there will be a major push down the road to add a VAT in the United States, which I think is a very dangerous proposition for limited government in this country.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.